You're on the record with Fiona Bartholomaeus, and first up this morning, we'll explore a topic that hits many of us in the hip pocket. Australia's fuel prices are predicted to skyrocket as oil supply is restricted. The crude oil restrictions, OPEC, the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries, plus high summer temperatures in the United States have impacted fuel supply, which is driving up the pumps here at home. Curtin University energy markets expert, Associate Professor Liam Wagner, says international drivers could now see prices stay higher for longer. Associate Professor Liam Wagner, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Is this a perfect storm of sorts for fuel prices in Australia?
Well, I think that, this has obviously been a long time coming, and I think that prices will remain high for certainly the coming months going into Christmas, yes.
And could we see spikes of 40 cents a litre like those in Adelaide repeated around the country?
Well, absolutely. I think that prices in Perth today are of the order of $2 a litre. There are some independent retailers that are still pricing at $1.80, and I would urge everyone to see what the current prices are on Fuel Watch to be able to get the best price, but also not travel too far, obviously using too much fuel to get to the petrol pump. But I think that pricing at the moment is largely being driven by external forces outside of Australia, unfortunately.
So with the Adelaide specifically going up 40%, why was it Adelaide specific, and was this expected?
So it was obviously about 40 cents per litre, and I think that that's largely driven by we aren't close to much refining capacity here in Adelaide, so we tend to get the prices spike up a little bit further quickly. In Perth, obviously there's a proximity to Kwinana and the import terminals, so it makes it a little bit easier, but again, prices will match international prices fairly quickly. And, that's largely being driven, obviously, by OPEC Plus, which have continued to reduce production. So, obviously, cuts to keep prices higher going into September. They've cut the Saudi Aramco has cut their prices for their medium and heavy crudes into Asia, and that affects the MOPS 95 price, which is what our petrol prices are linked to.
Yeah, so tell us about OPEC. Why have they restricted crude oil output for August and September?
To keep prices high. It's that simple. Obviously, as the world adapts and we start to reduce our use of oil, and economically at the moment we are using less oil, so obviously that there's been a, and we will continue to see an economic downturn for a while. But I think that they're obviously raising prices to maintain revenue levels as demand will slow down for oil.
Have we seen this organisation do this before, or is it kind of a new situation because people are using fuel less?
Obviously OPEC have caused two world oil crises in the past, in the 70s and early 80s. Where they significantly restricted supply into global markets, which caused a massive jump in price. But we're not sort of seeing that type of jump in crude oil prices yet. But I think that in the long term, we're going to see fossil fuel producers start to restrict their supply to keep prices high to maintain their revenue levels.
And I find it quite interesting that Australia is not one of the member countries of OPEC, but obviously because they have quite a number of countries involved, everyone's still impacted by the restrictions that they put in place.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is the largest group of oil producers in the world, and Australia is by no means anywhere close to being a large oil producer. But they tend to use their market power to manipulate price. And sometimes that's for the benefit of the global economy. That's certainly happened in the past when we saw the Arab Spring. Both Saudi Arabia and Venezuela acted as what's called a swing producer, and they significantly ramped up their production to maintain the security of supply globally.
You're listening to On the Record. We're joined by Associate Professor Liam Wagner from Curtin University, and we're having a chat about fuel prices and some of the contributing factors to the increase in price. Now, one of the other factors for the jump is the summer temperatures in the United States. How do the temperatures impact oil prices?
So they will affect gasoline prices mainly. The availability of refining capacity is constrained when ambient temperatures get above 35 degrees Celsius. So obviously in Texas and in Louisiana or Galveston, where the majority of US refining capacity is, that's greatly affected by ambient temperatures. And of course, with climate change, we're going to see higher average temperatures everywhere. And, you know, these places that do have heat waves will be affected, and their capacity to operate will be affected.
And we're seeing quite a lot of heat waves and extreme weather conditions at the moment across the globe. Can we potentially see this happen more often, the higher temperatures impacting petrol production?
Yes, and electricity production as well.
Mm.
And the ability to transmit electricity on power lines is, you know, it's fairly well known that they could be affected by temperature. And, you know, obviously in the bushfire season, we see in Victoria and South Australia and New South Wales, you know, there's quite a lot of derating of power lines to maintain the security of the line while there is extreme heat events going on.
It's quite interesting that you wouldn't think heat and weather conditions have much impact on our fuel prices of all things, but there is quite an important link there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, refining operations, it's a quite a delicate chemical process, and you know, if ambient temperatures get too high, it becomes very difficult to actually run these refineries.
So, just coming back home to Perth, how can people better prepare for these jump in prices so they're not being caught out by, for example, the 40 cent increase?
Well, I would say that obviously look at fuel prices around on Fuel Watch, and trying to get the best deal that you can. Obviously, there's a cycle, so it's more expensive in certain times of the week and, of course, before holidays. So I would urge everyone to, you know, continue to watch prices to make sure that they get the best value. And, you know, in the long run, we are going to have to, you know, electrify all personal transport. And I think that, electric vehicles are something that more and more people are going to consider if prices for petrol keep going up and down like this.
This morning we've been talking all about the jump in fuel prices and some of the contributing factors to this jump. But before we let you go, will the rises be long term, or will we eventually fall back into the usual cycles?
Well, that sort of remains to be seen. I think that OPEC have certainly stated their claim to, you know, keeping prices high as, you know, the US obviously sort of starts to head towards the end of the peak of the US driving season towards Labor Day in September. But after that, I think that we'll probably see prices still remain quite high because of restrictions of production globally.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program, Liam, and walking us through the current situation with the fuel.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. That was Associate Professor Liam Wagner from Curtin University having a chat about some of the contributing factors to the massive jump in fuel prices, having a chat about the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their crude oil restrictions, but also about the impact of the high summer temperatures in the United States.